Shalom, thank you so much for joining me this week. This week's Torah portion is Bahar, which literally means on the mountain. But then the Israelites begin to learn about all sorts of things regarding the Shemitah year and the Shnat Yovel, the Jubilee year. Well, why is it that we have to give land a Sabbath? What could possibly be learned in all of this? Well, to find that out, please continue to listen. Again, thank you so much for joining me. There is a lesson in Judaism regarding setting a Sabbath table. Normally you have candles, wine, and challah, challah being a fine bread. Most people think that the order of the service goes candles, wine, challah, but this is really not the case. The truth is that the order is candles, wine, time, that would mean sanctifying the Sabbath, and then challah. Now you might wonder, as have many, that you always thought that there were three blessings on Shabbat, and that Kiddush was the blessing over the wine, except that Kiddush is really the blessing over time, because the blessing over the wine is Borei Pari Hagafen. The notion, though, that we make time, which is something intangible, and yet experienced by everyone, that we're going to make this special and sacred, is one of the first lessons Judaism teaches in the Torah. This is one of the unique ideas contained in that sacred scroll, that time can be the most sacred thing we know as Jews. For more on this, you can go read Abraham Joshua Heschel's The Sabbath, where he referred to Shabbat as a sanctuary in time. Now finally, there's the challah, the poor, lonely challah. If you grew up not being the best at sports and being the last one on the sandlot, this is the position of the challah every week. In fact, we do something special for the challah. We cover it, as we say the blessings over the candles, wine, and time. People have asked, well, why do you cover the challah? Now, one kid in my summer camp made reference to the flies, which, while practical, is not the answer that we were looking for. We cover the challah for the sake of its dignity. That's right. We cover the challah because we are supposed to worry that it might be embarrassed being the last item to receive a blessing on Shabbat. So we cover it. The rabbis of old taught us that if we're going to worry about the dignity of a loaf of bread, all the more so call the chomer, we should worry about the dignity of our fellow human beings. From this, we learn something about dignity, holiness, and the human situation. Dignity and holiness are not something that we understand when we are born. Any of us who have been radically embarrassed by a young child in public saying the darndest things know that time and places are things that we learn how to appreciate. We learn to appreciate things that are of a higher value. And we have to hone our understandings that push us to be better and view the world in a different way. We all view the world in a different way. The question is, which lens do we use to see that world and value that world? The Torah portion this week speaks of giving the land a rest every 7 years, and giving the land 2 years of rest in the 49th and 50th year. Why, we might ask? A sense of having value by not doing is something our world struggles to understand. The sabbatical year begs the basic question, what lens, what tool will we use to value our true worth? To value anything's true worth. The Torah portion teaches us to value the land in human terms and in sacred terms. to be part animal, part human, and part sacred is the constant struggle of every human and society. Isn't a sense of the sacredness of humanity something we should extend to all? Now, just a few decades ago, this sense of human sacredness was tested and expanded on a Shabbat morning in 1922. On that morning, it was reported that, quote, the 12-year-old daughter of Judith Kaplan, the daughter of Rabbi Mordechai Kaplan, stepped to the bima of her father's synagogue, the Society for the Advancement of Judaism. She recited the preliminary blessing, read a portion of the Torah Sidra in Hebrew and English, and then intoned the closing blessing. That was enough to shock a lot of people, she later recalled, including my own grandparents and uncles. The shocking event they had just witnessed, according to historian Paula Hyman, was the first bat mitzvah conducted in the United States. Reflecting on her historic moment, Kaplan observed, no thunder sounded, no lightning struck. Rather, Judith Kaplan and her father set the model for what has now become a widespread American Jewish practice. That quote was from the virtualjewishlibrary.org. So, can a loaf of bread really be embarrassed? I would really tend to think not. But can a human become holy? I can only hope so. For the ability to make ourselves sacred allows us to hope that we can become more than human, more than civilized, more than some economic power or military power. It gives us the hope that through enough practice and effort, we can become the extension of God in this world, and we can extend God into this world. Shabbat Shalom.